Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What a big weekend in Pittsburgh, the 125th U.S. Open, a record 10th for Oakmont Country Club, and for 37 years, the pro, Bob Ford, who is a Hall of Famer with the USGA. What a class act, what a gentleman. And Paul and I had a chance to catch up with Bob, who gave us really a tremendous perspective on what this week and weekend is all about.
Larry, it's great to hear your voice. It's great to be back in Pittsburgh. You're Mr. Pittsburgh to me, and I couldn't be more happy.
Well, this is so exciting, as you know, the build-up for this week. And you've been through this process. Kind of walk us through what this is going to be like for Oakmont and the Country Club.
Well, I'll tell you, Larry, this is my 6th Open here at Oakmont. I've never been more excited to have the greatest players in the world come and play our golf course. It's extraordinary. For the members, most of them are working, volunteering, doing odds and ends. The USGA is just phenomenally organized and has everything just primped out to a T. I mean, it's magnificent out here. The build out is a third bigger than it was in 2016. It's just, there's a city out here, and fans are going to love it. They're streaming in today. I can see them outside my street. I live right on Holton Road and see them walking in there already today. Excited to see these players, excited to see Oakmont. People come to see both. You know, Oakmont's a museum, as you know, and just couldn't be more thrilled to have it.
Well, Bob, I'm curious to know, from the first time that you were at Oakmont as pro and you hosted a U.S. Open until now, how has the event changed?
Well, like everything else in the world, you know, it's just bigger, better, more exciting. I mean, back then, you know, virtually it was a mom-pa operation. It really was. I mean, the members, the club did a lot of the work, you know, probably 50-50, and now it's like 95-5. I mean, the USGA does everything, and they do it just spectacularly. It's freakish, actually. It's huge.
We're with Bob Ford. So, Bob, for those that don't know, you also participated and did very well. In fact, I believe you're the only pro of the club at the time that actually played in the tournament at the same course. And you were able to do that several times by making the cut. What was that like?
Well, I was in another life, Larry. That was a long time ago. But it was the biggest thrill of my life, my golfing life, obviously. My kids are the biggest thrill of my life. But it was incredible. It was a Walter Mini week. You know, I ran the merchandising. I owned the merchandising concession, if you can believe that. That's how small it was back then. And got to play with the greats of my era, you know, Nicklaus Palmer and all those guys. And yeah, it was a thrill of a lifetime and a great memory. And you're nice to bring it back up.
Let's talk about course conditions. Have they changed as well over the years?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah, the agronomy today all of the great golf courses in the world, it's extraordinary. The fairways are tighter and faster. The greens are faster, believe it or not. They've always been fast at Oakmont, but they're faster now. So, you know, sadly, we've had all this rain here in Pittsburgh. That was your job, by the way. You didn't do very well.
That's why I got out of that job, by the way, Bob.
We were hoping for dry weather because Oakmont plays, you know, like in September, October, you know, they say we got to slow the greens down to host the U.S. Open. And in the fall, we get them faster than fast and dry. And it plays really, really difficult when it's dry and fast. But sadly, it's that time of year. We get a lot of rain, most rain since 1887 in Pittsburgh, I read yesterday. You know, we just got to deal with it. It'll still be hard. The rough is rougher than any rough in the last two opens that we've had. So the boys are crying about that, which is great. We love to, we want to see tears, as you know. And we get great champions, and the great players play great here. So I expect Scotty and Rory to be at the top.
Paul and I here were just talking, Bob. Bob Pompeiani posted a little video where he dropped a ball into the rough at Oakmont, and you can't see it. How thick is that rough?
We've lost a few babies out there. But, we'll find them when we mow them down, and hopefully they'll be okay. But no, it's brutal. It's brutal as it should be. It was like that in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And then the 07-16, they kind of backed off a little bit. But the boys of today have put it back in there for us. So we're excited because, you know, you got to identify the greatest player in the game. And that's not somebody that plays out of the rough.
So let's talk about the player. Scotty Scheffler has been amazing. And then we saw last year in the Open, Neil Shipley, as an amateur, he was the low amateur at the Masters and the Open. What a great opportunity for this young man, yet now he's a pro and didn't make the cut to play in Oakmont. Disappointing, but let's talk about some of the players that we're going to see this week.
Yeah, it's really, really disappointing for all of us that Neil's not playing. He joined the club in the fall and he caddied here. So I mean, he's just an incredible story. But believe me, in the next Open we have, he'll be playing. This year, you know, it's hard to not think if Scotty or Rory are on the game that they're not going to be at the top.
Hitting fairways consistently is probably the number one job, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. When you look at the stats, the guys in the top 10 are going to be way up there in fairways hit without question. And greens hit. And putts. You got to drive in the fairway. You got to hit the green. You got to make some putts. I mean, it's those guys are good. Really good. Got a cute story for you left for about 16, talking about, you know, nobody has a chance. So Dustin's caddy, Austin, came in the shop after he played first time. His caddy nor Dustin had ever been to Oakmont. And his caddy came in the shop, wanted to buy one of the head covers with all the champions on it. And Annie in the shop said, well, don't do that. When your brother wins, I'll get his name stitched on it and I'll mail it to you. What's your address? He said, lady, you don't understand. My brother has never been here. I just played this golf course for the first time. The hardest golf course I've ever played in my life. My brother has no chance to win here.
That's great.
That's great. That's gold.
Unbelievable. Yeah, what a story.
Well, Bob, enjoy the week, and I really appreciate your time this morning, and I truly mean it when I say you're not only the classiest man in golf, but most professional person I've ever met, and I appreciate that.
Larry, you're too generous, and Paul, good to talk to you guys. All the best. Have a great week. Thank you for all your coverage, and God bless.
Big Game Morning Show today, broadcasting from Oakmont Bakery right in downtown Oakmont. Just up the hill on Halton Road is the great Oakmont Country Club, and we are less than a half an hour away from the first tee off. Matt Vogt is with the first group of three. Off the first tee at 6:45, and then off the 10th tee, they have three more. They have 156 golfers overall today and tomorrow. Then whoever makes the cut will play on Saturday and Sunday. We're going to check in with our own Paul Alexander, who's at the course. Also, Jeff Hathorn. We've got our full team deployment. And here at Oakmont Bakery, on Marty Griffin's birthday, is one of Marty's boys. I met Ticket Nick through Marty, and this is big time for you right now, Nick.
It's going to be a big weekend, Larry.
So as I understand it, the allotment of tickets have been sold out for the Open. So on the open market, or at least officially, you've got to get tickets another way, and this is why you do what you do, right?
Exactly.
How long you been doing this?
Over 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, is this what you do?
This is what I do.
This is your job.
This is my job.
I joke to Nick when I saw him walk in here at Oakmont Bakery. He has this North Face bag there, and I said, you look like you're climbing Pike's Peak, but
you're here in town, and your job is to try to find tickets for people. So give us a sense of what the demand is in the post market.
Demand for today and tomorrow is through the roof due to weather. Saturday and Sunday have tailed off.
Because there's a chance for some showers, so weather's a factor.
Correct.
Do you golf?
I do.
You do golf. So how big a deal is this in your world?
U.S. Open is not a Masters, but it's a big deal. It's still a major.
You do tickets for the Masters, too?
We do.
Really?
Yes.
What got you into this? I'm curious.
I fell into it by an old concierge that I met, and he kind of put me under his wing, and it's kind of where I went.
And everybody's always asking, hey, where can I get tickets? So give us an idea of what tickets would cost today, even at this last minute, if you could get them.
Today, probably about $400 to get in the door right now.
$400 per ticket?
Yes, for a gallery.
Wow. And then is there a premium ticket?
There's trophy clubs that then go for more, $600. You know, and then you have all-inclusive options like $1,895 and Champions Club. And you also have, private chalets and the villages and things of that nature.
What's the most expensive ticket right now?
Right now? Probably tomorrow, about $2,800 for an $1,895.
And what's an $1,895?
It's an all-inclusive tent, all top shelf.
Top shelf stuff?
Yes.
Booze, everything?
Food. Everything.
And I saw the menu. Did you see the menu of what they're selling here? It's absolutely crazy. Grilled Pittsburgh shrimp po' boy. You've got the Oakmont shave kielbasa, Strip District pepperoni roll, Steel City hot dog with a hot dog, capicola, provolone, vinegar slaw, potato sticks on a Martin's potato roll. Do you imbibe in any of this stuff?
I probably won't even go in, Larry, to be honest with you.
Well, you can't. I never thought of it. You never get to go anywhere.
Well, I've been so many places that it has to be something massive for me to get excited about.
And I'm curious, after this weekend, and we understand this is a rarity that comes around, depends on it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Maybe 7 or 10 years, right? What's the next big thing in Pittsburgh for ticket demand?
Football season.
Already?
Already. Once the schedule comes out, it's football season for us.
What about Aaron Rodgers joining the team officially? How much has that piqued interest?
It piqued interest for the Green Bay game.
Oh, yeah.
But we haven't seen any major uptick.
It's a little early for that. What about tickets in Ireland for the Vikings game on September 28th, do you deal with that too?
Tickets are not out yet for that game, but we are working with a company able to do packages.
And then what about the NFL draft? It's one of the biggest spectator events in the history of Pittsburgh coming in April.
We will be involved with the draft.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You seem happy, quietly happy.
I wasn't happy Tuesday, I can tell you that.
Why?
It was a very tough grind on Tuesday.
It was almost like a job.
It is a job. I mean, I'm here at 5:30. I leave at 5. So it is a grind, but Tuesday was not fun.
Anything you want to say to birthday boy Marty Griffin?
Is Marty going to be here today?
No, he's coming tomorrow.
He's coming tomorrow?
So you'll see him tomorrow.
All right. Well, I'll tell him happy birthday, Marty.
All right, Nick. Good luck over the weekend.
I appreciate it, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Get rich.
Thanks.
6:25 at KDKA. Show today and tomorrow. We are live from Oakmont Bakery, and we are minutes away from the first tee off. And the first tee off will be a young man named Matt Bolt, who graduated from Seneca Valley. What a story. And we'll talk to our own Paul Alexander, who's there, Jeff Hathorn, our Odyssey sports director. And we're excited to be at Oakmont Bakery with the owner, Mark Sorreo. Mark, you've been at this a long time, 37 years?
Yes.
In Oakmont.
Yep.
And how long has it been since you built this beautiful new bakery right along Halton Road?
6 years.
And
so the last open, we weren't here.
You weren't here, right? It was just before you were going to move in.
Yep.
And give us some sense, because you've been up there and you just showed me some dramatic pictures and videos of this city that they built on Oakmont Country Club.
Yeah. I mean, it's so overwhelmingly amazing. They have paved roads behind the Country Club property. The tents and they call them tents, but they're really buildings that they built. Some of them are two stories high. Even on the backs of all of the buildings up there, they put buildings behind them and put makeshift kitchens in. And when I say makeshift, I mean there's like 10 fryers, 4 ovens, tons of coolers and freezers. They have tractor trailers of generators everywhere, so they're fully air conditioned. There's chandeliers and TVs all over the walls, so it's absolutely amazing to see what they did.
Tell them how many generators there are up there.
They told me there's 384 generators on tractor trailers. The merchandise tent is, I heard, 30,000 square feet.
Almost 35,000 square feet.
And I mean, it's not just 35,000 square feet. It's beautiful. Like the furniture, the decorations on the walls, the shelving. It's like being in a Macy's.
So you've been to other opens. This is a big jump.
It's a big jump.
Because we talked to the legend Bob Ford, and he said he's been to 6. This is his 6th. And he said it's like
it's
exponentially. Yeah, he used to operate, he said back in the day, the merchandise tent, you know, which was a different era, really. How much does this mean to the city of Oakmont?
I mean, I think it's so cool that this small town is actually being put on the world map. People are seeing our business district and the residential areas and, I just think it's really cool that people that would never know about Oakmont know about it because of this.
And you operate a true family business. Your son, Tony, you have grandchildren. Congratulations, another daughter married.
Yep.
But I understand the son-in-laws are helping with delivery days here. Give us an idea. What'd you say, 8 guys had to deliver like 18,000 pastries and goodies?
So we had 4 guys the first 2 nights, and we had 8 guys last night. And it took us 6 hours the first 2 nights. It took us 2 hours last night. Three of my son-in-laws helped us, and some of our people that are like family here that have been here for a long time. So it was quite a, we get up there. You have to go through screening, bomb testing in a remote location in Verona. And we've been doing it now, so we're pretty good at moving through all that. We know where all the areas are. Some of them are a little hard to get to. But, it's really cool to be behind the scenes up there. And if my family's all in. My son is a rock star as far as organizing everything. We're also doing all the secure meals for all of security. So we're doing 500 sandwich boxes a day, which is separate from the USGA.
500?
500 a day.
And just so you know, even though Mark Sorreo is the owner of Oakmont Bakery, I had to go back behind the curtain to grab him for pull him out here, and you were making sandwiches.
Yeah,
so you're all hands on deck.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm curious also, because you guys own the Oaks Theater, which I love, performed there many times.
Yep.
Great, great venue. For me, Oakmont's like a Norman Rockwell painting of a little town. And part of that is to have an attraction like the Oaks Theater that draws people for music and comedy and in this case, Dewar's.
Yeah, so Dewar's Scotch is the drink of the Open. It's a lemon, I think it's called a lemon slice drink. So they collaborated with us, and we're actually showing, I forget the golf movie tonight.
Caddyshack.
No, can't remember the name of it.
It's Bragger Vance or one of those movies.
Like a cult classic. And so they're up there. They brought a bunch of product up there. It's been a lot of fun there, too. And we've been having pros come in to the Oaks, too. The Oaks was known as the jewel of Oakmont. So we try to keep that alive here in the town almost 100 years later.
Yeah, and you redid. You have the new seating, which has been in now for a few years, and you restored it to its original Art Deco beauty. I just think it's a little gem, and I think the small towns that don't have their theaters are really missing out for that reason.
Because
it's still a draw.
Yeah, and people walk there. People drive here from all over the city, actually. And a lot of the performers love it because it seats 350 people. It's a smaller venue, and people like the intimate feel that it has.
Yeah, and the way you have the bar set up in the back, it's really there's a VIP level with tables. You've really done a great job with that, and we got a Christmas show coming up again this year we're excited about.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Christmas
let's leave
later.
Christmas.
Yeah. You're just trying to get through today. I'm looking out the window and coming across the Halton Bridge, it's bumper to bumper.
Yeah. So this is the first time it's been like that. Yesterday, the traffic got a lot heavier. The first few days, there was no traffic at all. But we still find once everyone's into the country club, there's no more traffic. It's all.
And it drops off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so midday, it's very quiet. We've seen Marty posted some videos, all's quiet on the front. That said, it is Marty Griffin's birthday, and I just want Marty to know that I was invited behind the scenes, backstage, kind of like the Wizard of Oz. I saw the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, well, for sure, you're more of a working with the people kind of guy, and Marty's more of a celebrity type. He would never step in the back of the...
I love that. Well, Mark, thanks for hosting us. We're going to be here with our team from The Fan and KDKA through the weekend, and we appreciate the hospitality.
And love to have you.
This is our favorite remote of any in the world. Just as I'm looking at this bacon maple crawler, which is absolutely delicious. And Marty says, I'm supposed to get at some point, and maybe tomorrow morning I'll arrange it with you. Marty said, I have to have the French toast.
Oh, yeah, it's his favorite. Happy birthday, Marty.
All right. Mark Sorreo, Oakmont Bakery owner. Thank you, partner.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, more to come. Coming up next.
Great job, Mark.
From the Goldberg, Persky and White News Desk.
It's incredible. I mean, where we're sitting right now is not far from like where I just sat in the caddy yard waiting for people on the range. Or we walked right up this path to the caddy shack, the porch right outside the clubhouse, outside the pro shop.
Former Oakmont caddy and Seneca Valley grad, Matt Vogt.
And just 5 minutes ago, Paul, he teed off to officially kick off this 125th U.S. Open.
He was not only a great writer, he was a great performer and a magnificent producer of these songs. And he was everything.
That's Pittsburgh concert promoter Rich Engler on the music legacy of Beach Boys co-founder Brian Wilson.
Boy, after he passed yesterday and it was posted at the age of 82, Paul, I mean, the social media tweets from celebrities and music stars recognizing Brian Wilson's genius. And he had struggles with mental issues and physical issues, but everybody agrees that he had some type of musical magic.
And I'll say for myself, and I hope for you, that he wrote part of the soundtrack of our childhood.
100%, you're right.
Bucks fans at Wednesday's game saw a great player pass a new milestone.
Andrew McCutchen hit his sixth home run of the season in the fifth inning. It was his 241st of his Pirates career, putting him third on the all-time Pirates home run list all.
Boy, and I'll tell you what, the ball he hit apparently got stuck, and a fan retrieved it. It actually scraped the ball, but he got it back to Andrew McCutchen.
Yeah, I got to look at the gouge. The guy who got the ball later told the TV interviewer that he was going to play the 50-50 now.
You know what? Why not? And it seemed like Andrew was so appreciative of that fan doing that for him. I'm sure he'll do something nice for the fan. And then also Roberto Clemente Jr. was in the house, so they were able to talk after the game and get a picture. It was a really magical moment, and more important for the team overall, they won another series under Donnie Kelly. So thank you, Paul.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.